in the lunchtime edition. Ariana Bascom of Providence School and Finn Graham of St. Winifred's, the top performers in this year's Common Entrance Exam. The education minister concerned about the trend in English and math scores over the past 10 years and promises education reform is coming. Teachers at Wesley Hall Jr. sick out again. Three men, including a Jamaican national, charged for the recent Hearts Gap murder. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
As we said, Ariana Bascom of Providence School and Finn Graham of St. Winifred's, with identical marks, are the top performers in this year's Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination, the results of which were announced this morning by the Education Minister, Kay McConney.
The top female student scored 99 in mathematics and 96 in English, with an overall converted score of 246.81 with an A in composition. And that female student is Ariana Bascom. Additionally, the top male student also scored 99 in mathematics and 96, just as the female, in English. So their scores were identical. And his name is Finn Graham.
Ms. McConney says that overall, this year's exam scores are similar to last year's, but the trend in English and math over the past 10 years is a matter of concern and underscores the need for education reform, which she indicates is definitely coming.
When we reviewed the performance of our children over the past 10 years, we remain concerned as a ministry, and we should be concerned as a nation, that we simply cannot continue to be satisfied with an average of 22% of our students scoring below 50% in the English examination, and an average of 46% of our students scoring below 50% in our mathematics examination. We are therefore, as a ministry, on a mission to develop standards that will enable every school to rise to become a good school.
Ms. McConney says that curriculum reform has commenced and indicates that an announcement will be made soon about the plans for the overall education system. Meantime, the education minister has voiced her concern about the state of affairs at the Wesley Hall Junior School, where teachers are on sick out again today. She noted that a meeting had been held with the teachers' union prior to the sick out.
So there's a meeting on the 13th. Certain matters are raised and action items were developed for them. The next day, in the night, at 9:28, a letter comes in to the PS indicating issues that were not raised before. And by Monday morning, teachers were feeling ill and were not able to come to school. It is reasonable, where matters are raised, that we give those who have to follow up adequate time to be able to respond appropriately.
And the grandparent of a child at Wesley Hall Jr. today shared with Starcom Network News her own frustration over the situation at that school.
I just got a call from another parent telling me that there are no teachers on location. The only persons down there with the children are the COVID monitors. And no announcement has been made. And this they cannot obtain. This has been going on now for too long. If I were not at home, her mother were, her father were, how would she be collected? And I'm not only speaking on my granddaughter's behalf. I believe this is a situation of a number of parents and guardians. Somebody needs to come out and say something.
A grandparent of a child at Wesley Hall Junior School. Meantime, Ministry of Education officials also spoke at their news conference of efforts to resolve issues at the St. Giles Primary and the St. George Secondary Schools. This is The Latest.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Three young men have been charged with the murder of Chad Ruitt, who was gunned down at a shop at Hearts Gap Christchurch, and a gold chain was ripped from his neck. The attack was captured on security camera footage, which went viral on social media. The three accused are 20-year-old Najee De Christopher of Maxwell Hill Christchurch, 23-year-old Junior Francis Campbell, who is a Jamaican national staying at number 16 Kendall Hill Park, Christchurch, and 24-year-old Zaquan Walcott of number 170 Fifth Avenue, Kingsland Gardens, Christchurch. The incident occurred at 4th Avenue, Hearts Gap, Christchurch, on June the 5th. The accused were scheduled to appear before Magistrate Manila Rene today at the District A Magistrate's Court. A senior climatologist is warning the region not to treat lightly the weaker storms that are likely to affect the region during this hurricane season. Forecasters are predicting a very active season with 25 named storms, five of which will be major hurricanes. Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar, told regional stakeholders at a joint workshop on climate resilience in St. James this morning that the region must pay close attention to smaller systems as they've had a devastating impact on the Caribbean in the past.
I want to stress here, let's not put our eye on just the major hurricanes. We have recorded weak storms that have actually been impacting the region even more dangerous than that. We can go back to Erica, we could even go back to Philippe last year, which was one of the weakest storms existing across the Caribbean, but actually caused damage from Antigua all the way to Trinidad. Okay, so while we want to focus on that storms, on those major storms, we have to look at the one storm and also look for the periphery storms which can impact us with heavy rainfall, floods, lightning, and heat.
She stressed that they are already seeing temperatures that are conducive to an above normal hurricane season.
Already in February, we were recording June-like temperatures in February. We're now in June. The warmest time of the year is September. So we still have a ways to go. So we can see across the most active part, the sea surface temperatures are which provide the fuel for our storms. Already in May, this is earlier this year, we're already seeing very warm sea surface temperatures. Just looking at it last week, we're already about 2 or 3 degrees above the normal across the Caribbean states.
Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar. Cricket commentator Andrew Mason is disappointed with the West Indies' performance during the Super 8 stage of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. The West Indies were eliminated from the tournament last night after losing to South Africa at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. The regional side lost two of their three Super 8 matches.
The reality is that the West Indies team failed in critical moments in its quest to qualify for the semi-finals. Against England, one over from Romario Shepherd cost 30 runs at a critical stage. Against South Africa, there were as many as 57 dot balls. Nicholas Porran and Shea Hope played reckless shots. I think the people of the Caribbean are very disappointed and the energy levels will drop significantly. Sad to say, but the West Indies team was a victim of its own indiscretions.
Cricket commentator Andrew Mason, our top stories. Ariana Bascom of Providence School and Finn Graham of St. Winifred's, the top performers in this year's Common Entrance Exam. The Education Minister, Kay McConnie, is concerned about the trend in English and math scores over the past 10 years, although the scores this year were similar to last year's. She promises education reform is definitely coming. Curriculum reform has already begun. Teachers at Wesley Hall Junior School sick out yet again. They were on sick out on Monday and Tuesday last week. The Education Minister and parents and guardians are frustrated with the situation at the school. Three men, including a Jamaican national, charged for the recent Hearts Gap shooting death, and disappointment across the Caribbean as the West Indies team booted from the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, a victim of their own indiscretion, says commentator Andrew Mason. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network on Instagram and Facebook now.